You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation, the world's dance music destination.
All right, Val. So there's so much going on around the world right now in dance music. There's festivals popping up everywhere. There's a lot that I haven't been to. I know there's a lot that you haven't been to as well. Are there any bucket list festivals that you want to hit?
Oh my God, yes. So I'm a total sucker for destination festivals. And one that I've always been super curious about is, I think it's been around for a long time, actually. It's called Fuji Rock and it's in Japan. It happens at the end of July. And if you watch the videos of like the recaps and stuff like that, it's just like in the middle of a super lush green Asian forest.
Beautiful. Kind of reminds me of like those Studio Ghibli like movies.
Yeah, exactly. And like obviously you're in Japan, so you're just feeling the magic all around you. And like the lineups tend to be a little more like mixed, a mix of a lot of underground dance music people, but then the big crossover acts, kind of like an FYF or a Governor's Ball. This year they have LCD Sound System, Aphex Twin, Bjork, and like the Gorillaz.
It's a massive lineup.
Yeah, so I've always wanted to check out that one. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
There's this other one called, it's actually a series. It's called Music Goes Further. And I'm not really sure exactly who organizes it, but whoever does it, they're really good at picking unique locations. They pick specifically very historic locations in interesting cities. So far, I think they've picked a valley in Estonia, a factory in Sweden, and a castle in Cape Town. And each of them, they have like a little paragraph description about them.
Is that the one that's like into the valley, into the factory?
Exactly, yeah, that's what they call
them. Oh, mm-hmm. So awesome. They did the one in the quarry in, I think it was Sweden or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so they
Nina Kravitz and
really
stuff. That
good
was
lineups.
Insane.
Yeah, exactly. Nastia, Black Madonna, Dixon, all these good talents. And I just can only imagine like partying in a castle in Cape Town. Like, sign me up.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I'm so down.
Yeah, what about you?
I mean, you brought up some ones that I've never heard of, which I love. But I'm going to bring up some that like I want to. Oasis, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't Oasis, I think it's in Morocco?
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to that one too.
I mean, Morocco is just like, you know. Mm-hmm. Brings you into the world of Aladdin, and then I'm actually crossing one off. Actually, right?
Wait. Rewind. Yeah. We're talking about Aladdin. Are you planning on like flying on a magic carpet?
It's like Bedouin. Yeah. I would fly on a magic carpet.
I hope that's not like an offensive stereotype because I love that.
And then there's also I'm crossing one off later on this month. I'm going out to Secret Solstice in Iceland, which is because you know they do the one in the glacier. They got a party in a lava tunnel.
So is that the one where it's pretty much daylight the entire day, like 24
that's
hours?
That's what I'm
daylight.
I'm told it's 24 hours. Like the sun never crosses the threshold of like nighttime. You get like a little bit of a sunset, I've been told, but I'll definitely have stories to tell from that one.
That's probably gotta be so weird because, you know, there's definitely something that changes a party dynamic when the sun goes down. You know, like once it's nighttime, people start getting weirder or something like that. So I wonder if that's going to be cooler or weirder or maybe a mix of both. Who knows?
It might like prompt me to like rave for 24 hours straight, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
But like when the sun goes down.
Maybe not.
Like
maybe when
you
lose track of time, it won't be so hard to do.
When am I going to get tired? It's going to be like morning the whole time.
You won't be allowed to get tired. So if you're listening, tell us which festivals you're going to this summer or which ones you also have on your bucket list that we should know about. Use the hashtag on rotation. Tweet us at MixMag on Twitter. We'll be looking. We want to talk to you guys.
Yeah, we'd like to talk to you guys.
Welcome back to On Rotation. This is Valerie over in Los Angeles.
And Harrison here in Brooklyn.
And we have got a great show for you this week. We squeezed in a chat with UK duo Gorgon City. Here's a little clip of our conversation.
That particular collaboration was actually our manager's idea. We were at a festival in Mexico and he just randomly turned around to us and said, what about working with Wyclef?
More on that later. First off, we're going to play a little game. I'm going to be testing Val's knowledge of dance music. And then we're going to get into some news. We're going to talk about what's going on in California with some exciting stuff for the clubbing community. Also, it's Pride Month this month, so we got a lot to talk about with that. And then Pete Tong made an interesting announcement this week. A lot of people in the U.S. are going to be very excited to hear.
After that, we'll hear from Gorgon City and dive straight into the premiere section for some of this week's biggest tunes and finish off with the weekend report to let you guys know what to get into this weekend. Game time.
So we're gonna try a little. So what's the game theme song? So this week we're gonna try something a little bit new. We have a new game called DJ Pictionary, where we give a little bit of hints, and the other host will have to guess the DJ.
Guys, can you just stop and appreciate how fun this is gonna be?
Is it gonna be fun? I don't know. I mean,
we're gonna see how it goes.
It could be embarrassing for you, Val.
Yeah, if I don't know what you're talking about, and everybody else knows.
All right, so we're gonna start this off. I'm gonna give you some hints, and then you have three guesses. Okay,
make that work.
And it's not gonna, you know, it's gonna be a short little snippet of hints. So we're gonna start with the first one. It's pretty general. It's pretty easy. So he is a Canadian producer, plays in a band.
Okay.
And he DJs under a female's name.
Oh God, who is that? I need more hints.
I bet our listeners already have it.
I bet they do.
The band name is an animal.
Wait, this is terrible. I have no idea.
You really don't?
No, I don't think so.
Band name is an animal, but he DJs under a female's name.
Is it a four-legged animal?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess they're all pretty much four-legged
animals. Yeah, it's a two-legged animal.
Is it a mammal?
A human. I don't know.
You don't know what animal?
I'm a dance music journalist, not a whatever that would be. I don't even
An animal scientist? Oh my God, this is so bad. I don't know who it is.
All right, well, you're running out of time. You have 10 seconds.
I'm running
out of time. 10, 9,
oh,
eight,
no.
Seven,
I'm still stuck on
six,
figuring out the animal. Oh,
five,
this is so bad. Okay,
four,
I don't know who it is. I give up.
I knew this was going to happen, Val. I knew I was going to stump you.
Who is it?
All
wait,
so
tell me the band
the
first.
Band
tell
name,
me the, band.
The band name is Caribou.
Oh,
and he DJs
Caribou.
Under Daphne.
Oh man,
Dan
that
Snaith,
was a hard
Canadian.
One. I bet other people already knew that though.
I'm sure our listeners got
my
that.
My Canadian
yeah.
knowledge is so
people.
So
people
minimal.
Are going to be commenting on
Sorry,
this, being
Canadians.
Like, "This chick doesn't know anything."
I know. Oh man. All right. Give me another one. I feel like I can do better than that.
Oh, you have another one. This one might be harder as well. Okay, German producer.
Okay, there's a lot of those.
He's a German producer. He's kind of older. He runs a label that. Would be when you indulge yourself and you make yourself look good and you kind of go and get your nails done. That's the label, but it's kind of the label. You know what I'm saying? You go and get your nails done. You go and powder your face a little bit.
Pamper?
Yes. Okay, you pamper, but the label is called Pampa.
Pampa. Oh, I see where you're going.
And it's the
guy
who owns the label is...
Oh my God, that's so bad.
DJ Cozy. Okay, all right. Wow.
All right.
Here's an easier one.
I'm hanging my head in shame.
His last name is how you tell time. German
watch?
Producer. Okay, what's another word for a watch?
A clock?
Yes. Who's a DJ?
Wait.
Ben Clock, Jesus.
Ben Clock.
He's on our cover. He was on our cover, Val.
Wow, this game is a little harder than I thought it would be.
Okay, so that's three down and you were stumped.
0 out of 3. But now it's my turn to try and get you back.
I'm a pro.
All right, are you ready?
Ready as ever be.
So it's a he.
Okay.
His name is shared with a popular cartoon cat.
No other hints? Where is he from?
Well, that's your first hint.
Where is he from?
He's from the United States. He is from one of the two house capitals of the U.S.
Felix the House Cat.
Damn it. See, that was too easy. It was too easy. I'm going to try a different approach. Three words. First word, animal. Okay. Second word, food.
Okay.
Third word, genre.
Well, you got to give me more than that.
There's more than one person. There might even be more than two people.
Style of music.
Not the genre that the last word is.
Oh, man. Is it a vegetable?
It is not a vegetable.
It's a meat.
Yes, actually, that's the word.
Horse meat disco.
Yay! You did it. Well, now we're sitting at 5-0 in Harrison's yep. favor, which is really too bad.
Which is kind of where we knew where we were going to be at this point, I think.
Well, you know. Okay, but I'm feeling really confident about this last one, and I want to see, are you willing to go double down? If I get this one, then I win it.
What? See, like, that is just out of control. You know, you leave with house money. When you're up, you up, you leave, you ditch it. But since this is on rotation and all rules are out the window, let's go for it.
I'm feeling really confident.
If you stump me on this one, you win the whole thing.
Okay. This artist,
mm-hmm.
Berlin-based.
There's too many out there.
The name is a synonym for describing something very small.
Teeny.
Nope. That is a good one, though, actually.
It's a she?
Female DJs is a smaller pool, but yes, okay, she is a female.
Describing something small from Berlin.
Ask me your hint. This is it.
What label has she released on recently?
Oscar, I can never pronounce it.
Oscar Tun?
Mm-hmm. All right, you're done. It was Dinky.
Dinky? Whoa. Red
He's
card.
Guys,
Dinky.
Bowie wins.
Dinky
Yay!
Meaning something small. Can we look that up?
dinky, small, and insignificant. Just like your previous wins, because I won now.
What? What an absolute joke that was.
You are now locked in with Mixed Mag's own Valerie and Harrison.
So after that very tragic loss, now we get into some more pressing matters. There's a lot going on in the world of dance music or in the world of just nightlife and fun festivities in general out in California. What's going on out in your neck of the woods, Val?
The California Senate passed a bill that has been circulating for a while. And basically, this bill was introduced to allow different municipalities in the state of California to push last call to 4 a.m., which I know New Yorkers are like, what? Like, that's crazy. But California has for many years been forced to close bars and nightclubs and venues down at 2 a.m. Alcohol has to be totally gone. So it tends to, you know, like kind of be really jarring for a lot of the nightclubs here in California. So what this means is that it still has a couple more steps to go before it fully goes into effect. But obviously everyone here in California is super excited about it.
Yeah, you get to stay up past your bedtime.
I know. I might have to actually like hunker down and stay up.
It's great because out here in New York, I believe you have to stop serving alcohol at 4 a.m., but bars and clubs stay open well past that.
That's the problem here in California is that because our call time is a little earlier, clubs tend to shut down actually at 4 a.m. instead. And it's a well-known fact that you can be at the club and like even though it's going to go till 4 a.m., that's a pretty much guarantee that once 2 a.m. hits and all the alcohol's gone, it tends to clear out pretty fast, which is too bad. So it could be actually really big for nightlife, you know, in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco and also San Diego, which are some pretty big like nightlife hubs here in California.
We're going to stay on the West Coast right now. It's Pride Month and we have some exciting stuff going on in San Francisco.
Yes, we do. Actually, the LA team here over at Mixed Mag is heading up north to San Francisco on Thursday, where we're taking the lab on location, which is going to be super exciting because we've never been to San Francisco with the lab. And we have Honey Sound System joining us. And obviously this is going to be a whole sort of pride themed event because we're taking over the Stud, which is, I think, one of the oldest gay bars in the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is going to be really fun because, you know, San Francisco is really well known for being super liberal and welcoming to the LGBT community. And, you know, nightlife there has always been very heavily linked with the LGBT community. So it's going to be fun.
It's linked for the LGBTQ community, but it's also linked for the rave community because the old school raves out in San Francisco were a huge hit. I mean, there was a movie. What is that movie? I think it's called Groove.
Oh, it's on HBO.
It's right about a rave in San Francisco. And so it's going to be nice to bring Mixed Mag back there. And
so maybe we'll get a taste of Groove. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
Honey Sound System is from San Francisco, though. So it's going to be a lot of like hometown love, which is going to be great.
Yeah, that's going to be a good stream. You got to be locked into that one.
I think so, too. We also have a really cool Pride-themed playlist on Spotify, which you can check out. It was made by a couple of our Smirnoff Sound Collective artists that identify somewhere in the LGBT scale, so it's really cool.
They were sending the tunes in, and I was putting it in the Spotify, and it goes off this crazy scale. You know, Cakes the Killer is putting a lot of his stuff in there, but then also Nomi and Tyga Paul are also putting Cakes the Killer's tracks in there as well.
Got a lot of like supportive love, so it's a really good playlist. Yeah. Check it out on our Spotify channel. And sorry to keep the news on the West Coast all week, Harrison, but
you're greedy this week. You're greedy
we
in the West Coast this
greedy,
week.
We are a little greedy, but Pete Tong, the man of the hour, made a really exciting announcement about his Ibiza Classics show, which I don't know if people have heard about this, but it was pretty incredible. It's his live orchestral show he created with Jules Buckley, and you know, it's where they do renditions of classic tracks from like Faithless's Insomnia, which is pretty hard to say, Robert Miles's Children, even like Prids's Piano or Pigiano, however you want to say it. And when they first, you know, announced that they were making this a live show, they took it to the O2 in London and completely sold it out, which for those who don't know, it's a huge venue. And excitingly, they're bringing it to the West Coast and they're bringing it to the Hollywood Bowl, which is also a super legendary venue.
Yeah, it's interesting. After they did the London show, it kind of inspired their album that reached the top of the album charts in the UK. So it really resonated with a lot of people for the nostalgia, but as well as the, you know, whenever you reinterpret dance music in a new way, it really just pushes the boundaries. And, you know, Pete Tong is that type of person to do that.
Funny enough, he's actually our special guest that we're interviewing for next week's show. And he definitely spent some
nice
time.
Nice little plug, Val.
Yeah, yeah. Shameless nice self-promo. And he actually spent, obviously, some time talking about bringing the show to the bowl, and him and Jules Buckley are actually working on a second album, which is super exciting. So we'll hear more about that next week.
That's next week. But this week we got Gorgon City in the studio, and they share a lot about what they're working on in the studio and their upcoming summer schedule. So Val, I'll let you take it away.
You are now listening to Mix Mag on Rotation. Hot takes on the latest dance music news, tunes, parties, and more.
We're here at Mix Mag's On Rotation with Gorgon City. Can I have you guys introduce yourselves and let everyone know who's who and who's talking?
Hey, Valerie. So I'm Kai.
And this is Matt. How's it going?
So good. So where are you guys right now?
We are in London in our studio in Finsbury Park, which is like North London. It's a hot day here. We're just in here working on music.
But you guys just had a pretty big weekend, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty eventful. It was a bit of a nightmare, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Why?
We had two festivals and Ibiza. So, you know, amazing weekend. It's kind of like the start of the summer for us because you have the Amnesia opening party in Ibiza, and we had We Are Festival, which is a big house festival in Essex in the UK, and also Life Festival in Ireland. But I don't know if you got it in the news over there, but British Airways basically shut down the whole weekend, so we had like a nightmare with flights. And
Hear about that. So some of your guys' flights were affected.
Yeah.
So we had to like borrow someone else's jet, or jump on a friend's private jet over to Ibiza, and then we're missing more flights. So it's kind of like we didn't really sleep the whole weekend. It was pretty crazy.
But hey, at least you had a friend to call on who had just some spare space in a jet, right?
Yeah. The problem was that there was only one space on the jet. So basically, me and Kai had to flip a coin for it.
You guys like sitting on top of each other, like we'll make it work.
Kai won the coin toss, so he ended up going to Ibiza with Hannah. Hannah Wants, who's another DJ. So I ended up just going home.
Oh my gosh, wait, really? So you got left behind?
Yeah, I got left behind in Essex. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, so, but I went on my own, but it wasn't as glamorous as it sounds. Basically, on a jet, like the seventh seat is a seat that's basically you're sat on the toilet and you're strapped onto the toilet. So if that makes Matt feel any better, I was strapped to a toilet on the chair for a couple of hours.
Wow. At least you walked away with some fun stories, you know?
Yeah.
So where was it that you played alone then?
That was in Ibiza for the Amnesia opening party.
Oh no.
But, you know, we were looking forward to it for ages, but we are doing pretty much every Tuesday at Amnesia for the rest of the summer. So
that was actually like the actual opening of our night that we play at our residency coming up on Tuesday. So luckily we get to go back there a week later, basically.
How was the opening?
We all got there really late. We ended up going back to back with Hannah Wants on her set, and you know, it was the whole night was a bit of a mess, but we like at least I've managed to play. So the people who were at the party got to see some Gorgon City, which is better than nothing.
Redo's coming up on Tuesday, so it'll be okay.
Yeah.
So you guys have obviously been super busy playing all over, like we just talked about. One weekend, you guys are all over the place. But what has the timeline kind of been like for you since Sirens came out in 2014, which is now several years ago? You know, did you guys like dive immediately back into the studio after you toured it out, and like how are things unfolding now?
Yeah, we definitely never really stopped making music. As soon as Sirens came out, I think, because obviously it took a while for it to come out after we'd finished it, so we continued making kind of club tracks, you know, for our DJ sets in the meantime. We kind of started working on the second kind of record straight away. We've been releasing our Kingdom project ever since, you know, ever since we sort of launched it, which was with the single All Four Walls with The Vaults, which was in, I guess, last year. And then we've been kind of releasing it bit by bit since then, sort of slowly. But we've got lots of new music coming very soon, just kind of going to complete that project before the end of this year.
Yeah, so I did think that was obviously really interesting, the way you guys are releasing the Kingdom project. So what was the thought process behind that?
Yeah, we just wanted to change up how we release music. We wanted to do our second album not in the traditional sense where you just sort of make people wait for a couple of years and then just drop it all. We wanted the way we release music to kind of suit how we're traveling and we're always touring, you know, just being able to drop one or two tracks here and then like a few weeks later something else that's could be a club track, and then the next one we release could be like a down tempo track, and then another sort of more upbeat like vocal house track. It like suited the way we were traveling as well all the time, that we could sort of just work on stuff on the go and not have to wait for like 2 years just to release the whole album. You know, it's kind of more exciting for us to be able to finish a track and a few weeks later we can release it. We have slowed down because we wanted to, at the end of the year, put out a body of work where there's a lot of new music at the same time. So it's not all going to be just track by track. We are going to sort of drop a package, drop the actual album towards the end of the year, and that will be like the whole thing with a lot of music that hasn't been heard before. So I think that's important for us as well.
Do you guys have a date set yet for when you see that whole project coming out?
Not an exact date yet, but we're definitely going to sort of do it before the end of the year, you know, hopefully around sort of Christmas time, but either before or just after Christmas, I think. I guess the main thing for us is to just get this track out that we're doing with Duke Jamont, which is this collaboration. And then after that, we'll sort of decide on a date to release the rest of the Kingdom project.
So I definitely want to talk about the Duke track in a little bit, but still want to dive into the inspiration. So I just want to know a little bit about, yeah, your guys' inspiration behind creating the tracks on Kingdom. Because from what I've heard, everything sounds very different. You know, you guys had like tech house influence on Blue Parrot. What are your guys' like thoughts going or creating Kingdom tracks?
I guess it was like what Kai was saying, how we wanted a sort of project which wasn't just one style. I mean, obviously Sirens did actually have, you know, some different styles in there, you know, with FTPA and sort of the tracks with Maverick Saber and stuff like that. So we've always been interested in experimenting with different sounds, but I think we just got the opportunity to do it more on Kingdom, because with Sirens we ended up making, you know, lots of other tracks that didn't make the album that might have been a bit more kind of underground sounding, but because it ended up sort of turning into this very vocal led kind of, in a way it kind of sounds like a group of singles a lot of the time on Sirens, whereas with Kingdom it's kind of a bit different. It kind of, we wanted to do something that had more of our underground influences in there, because that's what we're really into. We love underground techno, we also love sort of down tempo music, more electronica stuff, people like John Hopkins and people like that. We're really influenced by those people, so we wanted to show it to our fans that we're into all aspects of kind of electronic music.
I saw like Wyclef Jean is one of the names that is listed on there. So like, how did all that come about?
That particular collaboration was actually our manager's idea. We were at a festival in Mexico and he just randomly turned around to us and said, what about working with Wyclef? And we'd never thought of it before, but it seemed like something that would be amazing to do. I mean, he's like a legend. We listened to a lot of his music and Fugees when we were growing up. We were like, yeah, let's do it. And it was literally about 3 or 4 weeks later, we found ourselves on a plane flying out to New Jersey to work with him. And that was kind of crazy because, you know, we do work in America quite a lot, but it's always when we're in the middle of a tour or when we've got shows over there anyway. But so this was the first time we were actually flying somewhere just to work with someone. So we only had, I think, 2 days in the studio, but we knew we needed to make it count. And I think we wrote about 4 songs with him.
Yeah, or 5 even.
Yeah. So we have got more tunes with Wyclef that we're still working on, and we still will finish. Zoom Zoom was actually made as a kind of a sort of afterthought at the end of the sessions. We only had a couple of hours and we thought, oh, right, we've got get a plane. How do you feel about doing like just a straight up a house tune? And he was like, you know what, actually the first ever track that I made was a house record, like all the way back in the late 80s. So it sort of seemed perfect, and that kind of collaboration that on that track just fell together in a couple of hours. Sometimes for us, like the most sort of exciting tracks seem to come together so quickly. They seem to just fall into place really quickly.
And in New Jersey, of all places.
Yeah.
Quite a strange studio, like kind of on the side of the highway, in the back of his like headphone store. So it's like this kind of like in the front, it looks like a sort of headphone shop, and then you just like open up these doors, and there's Wyclef chilling with loads of like platinum discs and stuff, and chilling with all of his guitars, like just just relaxing. And we just went in there. And we were like, "Hello!" It was quite a crazy few days out there. It was quite surreal.
Yeah,
he's such a sort of legend. He's been making music for so long, and like he's written a lot of massive records. So it was quite amazing to work with him.
And how funny that his first track was actually a house record. Like I don't think I knew that at all.
I don't think anyone really knows.
It's
a bit of a secret, yeah.
Okay, and then obviously let's talk about this upcoming collaboration that you guys worked on with Duke Dumont. I've been seeing online, you know, people are super hyped. Obviously, you guys are sort of two really big names in a similar genre. So tell me about how you guys came together and bringing the track to life.
Yeah, we've known each other for years now. Even before we started Gorgon City, we've sort of known him through touring around DJing, doing our solo stuff. I've always been a massive fan of his music, and I suppose in the last few years we've been on a lot of the same lineups, the same festivals, especially in America. So we have been seeing a lot of each other. I can't remember when the idea actually came around, but it was pretty recently.
It was only like maybe three months ago.
Yeah,
feels like it wasn't that long ago, because we kind of had the idea of the song already before we hit him up about it. There was a couple of tracks that we had that we'd been working on, and they were just sort of demos, and we sent a couple to Duke, and he really liked the one that we were most excited about. So we were like, that's a good sign, just as a sort of primary thing for the project, because it just shows that, you know, you both kind of on the same mindset for that song. And then we just went for it, really.
That record was different for us as well, because we normally do all our collaborations and songwriting to get like in the same studio as the vocalist or whoever we're collaborating with. But for this one, because Duke's living out in LA, we were in London and we didn't have any time to sort of travel. We were like, let's try doing it remotely. Let's just try working on it and then sending it back and forth. And it was surprisingly easy. You know, we've never really tried that before.
It sort of happened really quickly.
From the idea of just contacting Adam about the collaboration to finishing the song, it was only a couple of weeks, really.
Yeah.
It all happened so fastly.
The song's quite strong, you know, vocally. The track is quite bold and simple, which is always a good thing, especially with kind of vocal house tracks. You need the beats to be nice and stripped back and sort of strong, which hopefully is what we've done with this tune. And I think, like, as soon as we sort of got to the stage where we thought it was done, we were really excited about releasing it, and luckily we managed to get it into the system and ready to release kind of reasonably quickly. And luckily Duke was in a similar cycle as us. He was up for putting something out kind of now, just before we begin our Ibiza residencies, and just before the summer kicks off, because, you know, especially in Europe, like this period right now, just before all the festivals start, it's a really great time to have a big song like on the radio and on, you know, on Spotify and everything, because people will come and see you play it, and they'll be more excited to see you at the festivals and in Ibiza. And so it's perfect timing for us, basically, for this tune.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty funny that you guys actually never entered the studio together. It makes sense. It seems like you guys had the same ideas, have a very similar sound in the same genre. So I'm excited to see it, and I think a lot of people are stoked to hear it.
Yeah.
And then from the US side, I wanted to ask you guys, I know obviously you guys are having a big summer in Europe, but here in the US, it kind of seems like, you know, your guys' sound plus Duke's sound, and then, you know, much of this, the Black Butter genre, started to make a really big impact, you know, maybe 3-4 years ago here in the US. And I like to think that, you know, it probably played a big part in helping to elevate our pop music today, you know, like what we're hearing from like Calvin Harris and Frank Ocean and even The Weeknd. Do you guys have like a take on the US scene compared to what you know back home over in Europe, and kind of your opinion on how you're seeing the US scene grow?
It's a good question. You know, it was a big kind of explosion for people like us and Disclosure and Duke Dumont a couple of years ago for America. And, you know, at that time, EDM was the biggest music out there in the festivals, like in places like Hard, and even at like Miami Music Conference, Ultra and stuff, there'd be just loads of EDM acts. It changed our lives, because we started, you know, touring in America and selling out shows to the kind of the same amount of people as we were in the UK. So it's it was amazing, and it has been an amazing journey and experience for us touring out there. It feels like, yeah, maybe, you know, people like Disclosure and stuff opening doors, just showing more people that kind of sound, that EDM or electronic music isn't all about massive drops and sort of fireworks and DJs with their hands in the air, and you know, it's not all, that's not all what it is. It's something which is more about the groove, and you know, it comes from America in the first place anyway, so it's kind of like maybe the kids are sort of just relearning what's happened in the past in America. But
or some of the dance festivals, you know, like a few years ago, all the dance festivals were just straight up EDM. But now, you know, when you do go to even places like EDC, there's a lot of more house and techno. And then you've got festivals like Crossed in San Diego that's just all like house, tech house and techno. And like, that's an amazing festival. And you just weren't really seeing festivals like that sort of 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, and big festivals like Electric Forest that are booking, you know, people like us to play live, you know, sort of headlining one of the big stages and stuff like that's an amazing kind of advancement maybe from what the kind of people they were booking, you know, 3 or 4 years before that. They were, you know, bringing the British acts over is been an amazing thing, and maybe it has influenced the kind of more pop side of things. I don't know, you've got the new Katy Perry song, which is actually produced by Duke Dumont.
Yeah,
so it's like,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Kind of, even that kind of sounds quite UK, the way the beat sounds, so it's quite cool, yeah.
We're finally maturing a little bit over here, I think, in the US, which is great. So speaking of your live show, you mentioned it just a second ago. Can you tell me about it? I know that it's grown and transformed a lot, hasn't it?
Yeah, over the last couple of years, we've done quite a few tours over in the States. And every time we come back, we want to make it more and more like live and more stuff going on. And now it's turned into a bit of a crazy like tech fest. Like when on our stage, we've got so much equipment that we you know, we just keep adding more. And because we love DJing and we still do that so much, when it comes to doing the live show, we wanted it to be as live as possible. So we wanted it to be like a proper band rather than just like an electronic act doing stuff live. So we've got like a live drummer, we've got two vocalists, and me and Matt are just playing everything live. We've got synths, keyboards, drum machines, loads of crazy equipment. It's fun. You want it to feel like people are watching a band.
Sounds like you guys have a busy summer. Can you tell me what's in the calendar?
We're actually doing a festival in Chicago pretty soon at Spring Awakening. That's in like next week. Our Ibiza residency starts on Tuesday. Then we've got, yeah, Spring Awakening in Chicago, more Ibiza, and then it's Glastonbury in the UK, which is a big thing for us. We took last year off, and obviously Glastonbury is sort of the daddy of all festivals in Europe. To get back there is going to be fun. And this year we're just DJing. It's been quite a big sort of stress over the past couple of times because we've had, you know, 15 people in our crew, and trying to sort of control everyone at Glastonbury isn't that easy because it's like a completely crazy place. So this year it's just me and Kai, so we don't really need to worry about anyone else, which is good.
Yeah.
We are actually coming back to America later in the year as well.
We're not out to that. We've done a lot of Kingdom shows. So we did BPM in Mexico. We did some shows over New Year's Eve in the States as well. And then we kind of continued that tour in the UK in October and stuff. So that's still kind of running, but we'll be doing like the rest of that after the summer. The summer is all about festivals. We've got some more festivals in the UK. We're doing V Festival, SW4, also a couple in Europe.
Mysteryland as well. Amsterdam.
Yeah, and then, yeah, we'll be coming back to the States after the summer. So we've kind of taken a little break from touring in the States because we really have toured there a lot. We've probably toured there more than we have anywhere else. I mean, it's the biggest territory to tour, but we're like, yeah, let's play the UK and European festivals and then come back to America after that when we've released, you know, the new music, and hopefully our fans will be excited to see us again.
It's going to be very well received. It'll be all good timing. And let me know when you guys stop in LA. I'll be there.
We're excited to get back to LA. We love playing in LA.
It's a lot better than New Jersey, I promise.
New Jersey ain't that bad. Yeah. It's fun. It's nice.
I'm just kidding. I always hate on the East Coast because we're just over in LA. But you know how it works.
It's cold over there.
I do love California. It's my favorite place as well.
Yeah. It's beautiful, yeah.
Got good burgers, good weather.
Yeah. What more do you want?
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. It was really a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks.
This is Mix Mag on rotation, direct to your eardrums.
Now onto our premiere section, which before we get into it today, I want to remind you that if you like any of the tracks you hear and want to hear the whole thing in full, you can find them all on our SoundCloud channel, which is just Mixmag, or you can actually find them on the On Rotation Spotify playlist, also under Mixmag, so be sure to check those out. Brisbane duo Cut Snake are pretty much the embodiment of the Australian mentality of having a good time above everything else, and it shows on their latest track called Stomp. Stomp is one of 40 tracks on an upcoming compilation out on Insomniac Records to get people pumped for the holy grail of stateside raves, EDC Las Vegas. Stomp is a wobbly tune that's just right for the dance floor, and the compilation is out on June 9th, so be sure to grab it soon.
So I was chatting with my colleague Funster last week, and he forwarded me a collection of tracks off the first release from Fuse London resident Rich Next's brand new label called What Next. It's a four-track compilation featuring music Rich has been playing out a lot as of late. If you're not familiar with his work or that of the Fuse crew, they focus on raw, rhythm-focused material aimed directly at the dance floor. We snagged one of the tracks from Josh Baker called Frustrated, and there's no denying this tune is absolute heater. Josh is a young producer coming out of Manchester, and this tune will definitely put him on the map. Look out, this one is released June 13th. Sound Collective favorite Crybaby is a rising star in the techno world, and rightly so. Her latest production work is called Roses Are Dead and was created during one of our Smirnoff Sound Collective retreats she attended in upstate New York at the Catskills Mountains. Working alongside seasoned mentors and bright-eyed peers like herself, she became inspired to create a sultry and dark tune that actually also marks the debut of her own FML label, an imprint that will focus on spotlighting female talents. Check Roses Are Dead out on June 13th. This next one is from DJ House, who is the unknown to the unknown label boss. He's at it again with some more no-frills dance music, kicking off a new release series called Dance Tracks. He delivers the Hot For You EP with a title track tinged with acid. He describes it himself as ghetto-flavored house music for the freaks, and there's no doubt that's an accurate description. It's out soon where all quality music is sold, but get a taste of it here first. Don't sleep, this one is absolutely massive.
Listening to Mix Mag on Rotation.
Okay, well, now we are going to get into the weekend report and wrap things up here at On Rotation. I felt like it was appropriate to start off in San Francisco since, like,
for
we
sure.
mentioned earlier, the lab is going on the road.
Yes, big news. I love that.
Taking over the Stud, talked about it. Iconic gay bar, venue in the city with Honey Sound System. So if you're in town, the RSVP is free. So be sure to check that out online. It's going to be a great time.
Or just show up to the Stud and be like, I heard it on Rotation. If you do, honestly, yeah. if you do that, we'll let you in.
If you do yes. find me and say that, I will personally 100%. Escort you in. But you have to find me.
If you say, I heard about it on Rotation.
I will tackle a bodyguard to make sure that you get in.
Val, you can't tackle anybody.
So later that weekend, on Friday, Jonas Rassman is commanding the decks at Halcyon. And,
nice.
You know, I know we're talking about a few new venues now that we're in San Francisco, but Halcyon is yeah. really cool underground-focused club that opened in the city, I believe, last year. And on that same night, Lights Down Low is also joining us in San Francisco, and they're hosting Danny Days and Volvox at the Great Northern.
Brooklyn represent. Volvox.
There we go. It's a very small world here, you know?
Volvox plays some awesome techno. You're going to want to check that out.
Same evening, Len Faki handling things over at Public Works, a really favorite venue in San Francisco. And then on Saturday, you can catch Sante and Sydney Charles at Halcyon with Columbo, and wrap it up on Sunday with Blondish at the Midway.
That's awesome.
Talent.
There's an awesome scene in San Francisco. I got to get out there one of these days. But let's bring it on over to London, the home of Mix Mag. Thursday night, June 8th, our brother, Mix Mag brother, Harvey Sutherland, is bringing his live show to the CLF Art Cafe with support from Bradley Zero of Rhythm Section International. We love Bradley Zero and what they're doing. A lot of funky, jazzy, eclectic style. It's definitely a Mix Mag favorite. Then on Friday, as with
Let me guess, Harrison.
Where are you going to be on Friday? This week is Derek May. I mean, absolute legend from Detroit techno pioneer. He's a good friend of mine as well. I got him on speed dial. My dude, Derek, what up? If you're listening to this.
Okay, Harrison.
And then on Saturday's awesome day. If you're not at Junction 2, you're making a serious mistake as well. I mean, London, I really wish I was in London because Junction 2 right now is stacked. They got Ben Clock, Proslia, Tale of Us, Daphne, DJ Cozy, Maceo Plex, Charlotte DeWitt.
Whoa.
So you can see where I got the inspiration for our game earlier where I stumped you because three of those artists were on this lineup.
I see them.
Yes. Oh,
little did I know. I should have just scrolled down.
You would have found it. No hints. There's too many artists to mention at Junction 2. So definitely check that out. And if you can't make that, then late night, you want to be at Fabric for Joy Orbison, Teeny, and Bill Patrick.
I see. This is where you thought I brought up Teeny.
I had Teeny in my
mind. But it was
Dinky.
Already.
Dinky and Teeny.
Well, out in LA, no surprise, a lot of the talents that are playing in San Francisco are, you know, kind of doing the back and forth, making the California trek, so a lot of the same names. But Friday starts off with Prince Thomas and Honey Sound System at Lot 613. So this is the day after we have Lab San Francisco, for those of us who aren't able to join us. And that same night, Carl Craig is playing at Union with Rise, which is actually one of the shows that we mentioned in a previous episode that the Seattle Festival Decibel promoter is going to be bringing. So he's going to be doing a series of these shows to kind of connect with the community here in LA. So this is the first, and Carl Craig, great first choice, I think. On Saturday, Len Fekir switches over to LA along with Truncate and Andrew S. at Lot 613.
Truncate is an LA guy. I just really recently learned this, but he's an LA guy. Mm-hmm. And he's also a huge beer nerd. And I did not know that about him. He loves beer.
I did not know that either. That's going to be interesting.
We're doing a series of content with him for our sister channel called The Beer Necessities.
The Beer Necessities.
Truncate is going to be featured in the future, so you're going to have to keep a lookout for that.
Yeah.
But I heard he's a beer nerd, and I'm a beer nerd myself. So
there we go. Plenty in common.
And I also love techno. So
you guys are basically the same person. Lights Down Low, also on Saturday, will highlight the beloved Disc Woman, which is really cool. Volvox, Umfang, and a few others are going to be joining them there.
You got Brooklyn on the West Coast this weekend. That's awesome.
Yeah, everyone's heading over here. The weather's nice. Things are good. And then on Sunday, the weekend wraps up with Lee Burge's epic All Day I Dream. This time he's calling it All Day I Dream of LA Rays, which is cute, I thought.
Yeah.
And him and Hodge are taking over Chinatown, which will be really cool. What's happening in New York?
We're going to take the night off on Thursday, because Friday night we're going to be bouncing around the city a lot. It's Eats Everything is going to be taking over Output. And then if you're up for some Deep House action, you're going to catch us getting down with Rick Wade at Leaving New York, a new party series. Definitely going to be fun for that Deep House vibe. And then on Saturday, our homies at House of Yes kick off their two-day Summer of Love event. It's going to be taking over a beautiful park on the outskirts of Brooklyn, where Variance was, actually, which is another festival over here.
Very cool.
And it's right down the street from House of Yes. You know, it's going to be kind of a burner vibe, but the lineup is very strong house music. You know, Marquise Wyatt, who's actually an L.A. guy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Love.
It's interesting. We got L.A. over here, and you guys have Brooklyn over there.
That seems like how it's going down this weekend, but it's cool. You know, we got to switch it up a little.
And then also later that night on Saturday night, Fortet is in town for all night session at Analog BKNY.
That sounds like a fun one.
It's definitely going to be good, but we're not done yet, because Sunday is when the weather gets nice in New York City. Sunday parties pop off, and this Sunday, Black Market is having a boat party with Art Department.
A boat party?
It's going to be great. Yeah. I mean, like, boat parties are hot right now. You remember last week, I think we highlighted Coke Yacht, which was put on by Rinsed. That's like an awesome party. And then
I can't not laugh at that name.
Just gotta laugh at that. That's great. They're hilarious. And also, when the weather gets nice out here, Mr. Saturday Night, one of the top labels in New York City, does host their Mr. Sunday parties. They're going full swing all summer long at Nowadays, their permanent home. Seriously, one of the best parties. If you ever make your way on a Sunday in New York City, check out Mr. Sunday at Nowadays.
You can go hang out with Harrison. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, we'll hang out. I'll wear a Mixmag t-shirt if you can find me.
As usual. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of On Rotation. If you leave us a comment, leave us a review on iTunes, we would so appreciate it, because we want to know what you're thinking. Let us know.
Make fun of Val for not knowing.
Trying to do that, or you can congratulate me on winning the game so beautifully.
You know what? You won, and you'll get bragging rights.
Thank you.
For a short while until next week when I come back with some better ones and just totally crush you.
And keep the conversation going with us on Twitter using the hashtag OnRotation. We'll be checking, because we love you guys. We want to talk to you very much. And like we said, stay tuned for another awesome interview next week with the one and the only Pete Tong. Woo!
Nice.
So you can hear me totally embarrass myself, because my radio voice is not nearly as buttery and smooth as his.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had to get his voice on rotation. It's going to be great.
Oh, my God. It's so lovely. But anyways, he also has some very important things to say. So come in for that, too.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Mixmag On Rotation. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be back soon with more buzz from the world of dance music. Stay locked. This podcast was produced by Full English Post.